On today's Reality Check, our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat continue our look at Hurricane Lane. Editor John Hill is on the line. Morning.
Morning. Happy to be here.
So tell us about this cone of uncertainty. What have you been able to find out?
Well, the cone of uncertainty that we all see on the news and on websites is based on the five-year error experience of previous hurricanes. So they look back 5 years and say, well, how far off did they go from where we thought they would go? And they use that to create this cone that we all are seeing and worrying about now.
And I know in your story that you talked about going up and actually getting inside the hurricane eye.
Yeah, I didn't do that, but I interviewed a meteorologist who did do that, and apparently it's a spectacular sight. There's something called a sort of a stadium effect where you fly through the eye wall into the eye of the hurricane, and you look around you, and there's I've seen pictures of it. There's just huge towers of clouds all around you, and the sun is shining down through blue sky above you.
Now, yeah, I've been up in one of those flights, and it is crazy. It's just unbelievable, really.
I'm jealous of you. I'd like to do that myself, although he did say that it was pretty turbulent. I don't know if yours was as well. They had to ground that plane the next morning to make sure it was still fit to fly for the next mission.
Now, I know my experience has been with typhoons, and they can sometimes be fickle. So what can you tell us about Lane?
Lane is fickle, and it's harder to predict than Hector, which came through 2 weeks ago, was just sort of on a straight line due west. And there, none of the forecasts ever said that it was going to pivot or turn. And now we have this one, Lane, that is going to make a turn and is already making a turn like that. And that's what makes the models, that's challenging for the models they use. They use these very sophisticated, dynamic models that get all this data put into them, and then they just have a hard time predicting exactly when the turn will occur. And, of course, that's a crucial piece of information.
Right. I mean, because you need that information to let people know, hey, it's going to zig, not zag, and that
yeah.
it can tell you, you know, what's going to be in harm's way.
Exactly.
Now, what about the whole climate change thing? I mean, because we're seeing some pretty radical stuff happen elsewhere across the world. Do we know what kind of effect this might have on Hurricane Lane?
Yeah, I did talk to one meteorologist yesterday who mentioned that this summer has been unusual. What usually happens in Hawaii is that there's a high-pressure subtropical ridge to our north, and that high pressure acts sort of like a wall. So it prevents hurricanes from coming too far north into our neighborhood. But this summer, he said, has been unusual. And there have been weather systems that have come from the northern hemisphere, the northern latitudes north of us, and kind of broken down the wall on more than one occasion. And he thought that might have something to do with the masses of hot air in the northern latitudes this summer. We've all heard about the heat waves in various places, and that can create, it can sort of block the normal pattern of airflow and cause systems to wander down our way, and that can break down the
wall.
We'll
see what happens if this hurricane does weaken like they expect it to do later today. But we'll check back with you to see how we fared over this this hurricane. We'll see what happens through the weekend.
Yeah, well, I'll be interested in that.
All right. Thank you. Thanks a lot, John.
Take care.
That was Honolulu Civil Beat editor John Hill. To read more about the preparations for Hurricane Lane, visit civilbeat.org.
Aloha, this is Will Shorts, Puzzle Master for NPR's Weekend Edition Sunday. You're listening to The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio.
In today's Backyard Quiz, we thought about a Greek businessman in the late 19th century Hawaii who was a supporter of the monarchy and sought its return to power. He was part of a group of local Greeks who remained loyal to the monarchy in the wake of the overthrow and found themselves at odds with the missionary elite that engineered it. Those communities had long been in conflict due to business rivalries and competition in the pineapple and the export industries. The businessman that we're thinking of this morning was one of the most committed advocates of the restoration of the monarchy. He apparently suffered from mental illness in his later years and was committed to the Andrews Asylum for the Insane in California in 1896, where he died under mysterious circumstances a year later. His family believed he'd been murdered for his political views. His death caused a stir back home in Hawaii, as Peter Camarinos had been a prominent member of a close-knit Greek immigrant community. And nobody got that one. We stumped you today. But that's today's quiz. If you have an idea for one, you can send it to talkback@hawaiipublicradio.org.